The job of the herbicide dicamba is to kill weeds, and it does it well. But dicamba also damaged a million acres of soybeans across the U.S. last year, according to a report from the University of Missouri. And with planting season coming up, many produce farmers in the South and Midwest are worried their fruits or vegetables may be next. From Harvest Public Media, Jonathan All reports.
Pigweed thrives here in southeastern Missouri. It's a pervasive plant that does major damage to crops. Tommy Riley farms 4,000 acres of cotton and soybeans in the area. He says for years, the only fix to getting rid of pigweed was spraying a lot of chemicals right after planting, and that had limited results.
The weeds, they'll suffer worse, but you'll also see the beans suffer at the same time.
So he decided to change his planting strategy.
And in the Xtend system, you know, you just kill the weeds and the beans keep flourishing.
The Xtend system is a dicamba-resistant soybean sold by the chemical giant Bayer. In 2018, farmers sprayed dicamba over 50 million acres of soybeans and cotton. Riley says the chemical, in combination with the dicamba-resistant beans, has made a huge difference for his farm and his bottom line.
It's the best system out there that works. Our yields are great. Our fields are clean.
Riley's success story is cold comfort to Andrew Joyce.
We'd have customers that, you know, we'd from 8 o'clock in the morning to probably 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Joyce is standing outside his shuttered produce stand right off the highway in nearby Malden. His produce was so damaged by dicamba that drifted from neighboring soybean fields that he lost money. He won't farm this summer.
Now, with the chemical drift, you just don't stand a chance to grow anything anymore.
And that's where the dicamba battle stands. Row crop farmers in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Arkansas are still using dicamba despite the issues. But specialty crop farmers are still at risk. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency approved dicamba use for 2 more years. But enforcing its proper use is largely up to states. Sammy Jo Freeman is a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Agriculture. She says the department investigates all complaints, but there's a limit to what they can do to help farmers who were hurt by dicamba drift. But those fines don't go to the farmer who was hurt.
They would have to pursue any repayment to make themselves whole through civil court.
That's why Andrew Joyce joined more than 1,000 other farmers in a class action lawsuit against Bayer, which may be their only recourse for some kind of compensation for their losses. That suit is scheduled to go on trial in October in St. Louis. The dicamba debate is nothing new to Jim Wurtzel, executive director of Arkansas-based Delta Land and Community Organization. He says eventually weeds will become dicamba-resistant, and then there will be a new pesticide that will take its place with new challenges. He says all farmers need to get off what he calls the chemical treadmill and follow the lead of those who don't rely on pesticides.
They've managed to control pigweed by crop rotations and mechanical means and there are other means of controlling pigweed besides spraying with dicamba.
But that seems unlikely with so many farmers relying upon pesticides like dicamba for tens of millions of acres. Back in Malden, Andrew Joyce says it would take a significant change at the federal level for him to consider planting again. And he wonders where his customers will go for their squash, sweet potatoes, and green beans this summer.
You know, where's our local produce going to come from? You know, it's not going to be grown here because you can't.
He says in the meantime, he's taken a job in town driving a forklift to make ends meet, and he'll take his chances in court. For Here and Now, I'm Jonathan Aull.